Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is the one actually right after last week's verse, and it's Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. New King James Version.
I know we've talked about anxiousness and anxiety in the past. There's quite a few verses. There's quite a few verses out there. So if it sounds like a repeat, probably because it is, just in a different chapter, telling us the same thing. Don't be anxious.
I think God's trying to tell us something.
Maybe.
By not being anxious.
I'm not sure.
Be anxious for nothing.
Well, can't you be anxious about, like, what your kid's going to be doing, you know, in maybe a couple of years? Can you be anxious about that?
Nope.
Can you be anxious about where money's going to come from in a week?
Nope.
Can I be anxious about what all the things I can't control?
No, but you can pray about everything.
So instead of being anxious, I do what?
Pray.
So instead of being anxious, I...
Pray.
Well, can I still be anxious about...
Pray.
No. But what if I want to be anxious about the upcoming holidays or how I'm going to do all the things? Like,
man, you better get on your knees and pray.
So I'm not allowed to be anxious about any of these things?
Nope.
Dadgummit. So instead I...
Pray and give thanksgiving.
Be thankful. But can I be thankful and still worry about things?
Nope.
Can I just talk about it with my friends?
No.
Okay.
It is hard. Us as humans, we like to, I think because the negative is so easy for our human nature, people, they get a little bit anxious and then they share it with their friends. And the more they talk about it, you can either go one or two ways. You can either think, oh, that was really stupid to worry about, or you end up going down this circling drain of constantly worrying or thinking about new ways to worry about the same thing, or your friends give you new ways to worry about it, or, you know, it's just like, all right, maybe we need to take a step back and not be anxious about this.
Now, it's definitely one thing to go, hey, I need some advice. I need to express what I'm dealing with someone you care about.
Yes.
But you know, when we do that, if we take that same thing that we do with our close friends, that same thing we do with our husband, that same thing we do with whoever it is that you're close to, if you were to take that same conversation but put it in front of your Savior, say the exact same thing. Instead of getting on the phone with your friend, instead of going to the coffee shop and freaking out, you can do that. But how about you first take that exact same conversation and have it with God? And one of the things, especially when I'm really anxious, and when I first started doing this, I thought maybe I was not doing it the right way because it didn't sound like the kind of prayers that you're used to hearing or that you're used to saying, oh, please help me. It would be more, I am freaking out about this, God. Like, this is happening. I don't like it. Like, I'll get passionate. And I'm not passionate rude to my Savior. I am passionate, like, wood for the love. I am upset about this. I don't like this. I'm anxious about this. And I will kind of have my own grown-up temper tantrum, if you will, while expressing my feelings and asking God to come through. And do you know He's not put off by your emotions? He's not put off by your level of your volume. He wants to know what's on your heart. And those same things that you could be telling a friend, when you drop it off with God, you kind of have a peace about it. I don't know. I feel like that weight did get lifted from some of that anxiousness. And then usually by the time I'm done doing that, God's like, okay, you know, here's some peace. I'm going to give you peace. I've got this. Like, I don't know. It's just an incredible way to have relationship with God where it's not always just, you know, the typical prayers. It can really be, I'm having a moment, and just let yourself be. And that's prayer and supplication. And if it's not one and done and it pops back up, because that's going to happen, maybe next time your conversation with God's not quite as intense because you got that out, but it lessens, and the more you hand it back over. I hear tons of time people say, well, I just keep taking it back. I just keep taking it back. Well, yes, and you're going to take it back. Satan's going to throw it back in your face. Like, it's going to come from all directions, but that's the supplication part, isn't it? Like, yeah. You do it once, you do it again. You do it again.
Until eventually you don't have to do it anymore.
And then there's that really pretty piece, the Thanksgiving in there, which I like what you said last week about finding in those moments
that to be thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was not as easy at first when I started giving thanks in the midst of my mass. But after a while, it becomes much more easy and it becomes second nature, which I'm grateful for. I battled with depression for a very long time, and I had to replace my thoughts with scripture and give myself hope and life and say that I am worthy and all of the things that the Bible tells me that I am. I never believed, but once I started really filling my mind with those things, I started believing the truth that God has for me. And it's the same thing with giving thanks in the midst of your mess, in the midst of wanting to be anxious, in the midst of all of those things, training yourself to give thanks and pray. It's a process. The more you do it, the more it will become second nature, natural.
Say that one thing you said about a process again. It's the process and not the... It takes practice. It's not just an absolute you're there kind
of
thing.
No, and it's one of those where you have to remind yourself, oh, wait, let's pray. Like, the moment you start feeling those emotions come up, rise up in you, you have to take time out and stop yourself and pray and thank the Lord. Find some shred of goodness and something in the situation. And the more you pray about it, the more you think about it, the more you give thanks, the easier it will become.
I like what you just said about catching your, like, getting your thoughts, stopping yourself in the middle. That's where the practice of this has been the same for me. I'm starting to notice, because I'm focusing more on what is going on in my mind, because we're called to love God with our heart, our soul, and our minds. And it, you know, some of the pieces are easy. Well, yeah, I love God with my heart, but like getting your mind to do what you want it to do is an absolute act of will.
Oh yeah.
And it's practice. So I kind of imagine that every thought that we have is like a ball being thrown right in front of us, just right in front. We can either let it hang out there and let it take up space in front of us, or we can grab a hold of it and say, absolutely not. I'm not going to let this play right in front of my face. I'm not going to give it the attention it needs. Now, how do I disarm this thought? We do it exactly like you said, which I thought was gorgeous. You take the word of God to it, and that's everything we've been talking about is the sword of the Spirit, and it's the word of God, and that's how we defeat those anxious thoughts, those mind hang-ups, and it is absolutely a practice. It was so cute. My oldest found a injured grasshopper at school the other day, and she brought it home to live in our home and take care of it. And I thought, okay, we'll see what we can do. And that night, she was really worried that she was going to wake up the next day and the grasshopper would be dead. And she was worried about it. And I said, how about we pray for the grasshopper tonight before we go to bed? And she looks at me, she's like, we can pray for the grasshopper? I was like, baby, God cares about every little thing that can make you anxious or make you worry, and you can give it to him. And I'm not saying that that's completely the reason that grasshopper lived the next day, but he ended up making a full recovery, jumped all around the living room. We had to catch him, and then we released him. But it was really sweet to see that moment for my daughter, go, you know what? If you're anxious about a grasshopper, if you're anxious about where your food's coming from for your next meal, whatever is making you anxious is worth bringing to God.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So say you're having a hard time coming up with something to be thankful for. You're in a really rough spot, Jenny. It's raining down chaos. And what is the easiest go-to thankfulness that you can drum up out of your soul in those moments? Anything?
The most basic that I have had to start with is thank you for breath.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank you that I can breathe. Because life starts with breath. You know, when baby's born, that's the first thing you're looking for is that big gasp of air. I mean, I've never been there, but I'm told.
You were born.
I mean,
you were born.
I don't really remember, but.
You took that breath, though.
Anyway, but and then it seems to be, especially when you're very anxious, a lot of times you hold your breath.
Yes.
And so in being thankful for breath, I'm reminding myself also to breathe. And there's something about taking that deep breath and just, okay, thank you. I can take a deep breath. Let's move on. And because sometimes, especially when I've gotten really anxious, have you ever like felt your chest tighten and it's hard to breathe?
That's called panic attacks, yeah.
Yeah. And so just trying to like breathe through it. So that is the most basic where I have had to start sometimes.
But I like that though. I've never thought to just thank God for breathing in the moments of being anxious.
Because sometimes all I have. Like, I mean, and you start small because there's probably other things to be thankful for in that moment.
But it can be hard in that moment.
But it's hard to find it sometimes. So just start small and you can work to the bigger stuff.
My basic go-to, because I don't have to think about it, is you're here. So I'm just thankful, God, that you're here. Mm-hmm. You're in whatever moment, whatever chaos I'm in, you're in it. You're before it, you're behind it, you're over it, you're under it. You don't even have to be thinking about all that. I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
But to say you're here. And God's name, Emmanuel, is God with us. Like, just even going with even from basic breath to basic God, you're here. It does not have to be, God, let me thank you for this and this and this and all these blessings. It can always too just be, you are God, I am not. Like, even just reminding yourself of the greatness of the God who holds you in those moments of being anxious. Just whatever basic thing. Even come up with it before you get there. Like, go ahead and find one thing that you're like, next time I'm anxious, I'm going to try to replace that moment with prayer and then this thankful piece. And yeah, that way you don't even have to think about it.
And not thinking about it in the moment. I like that, having it pre-thinking out what you're thankful for or writing it down. I know some people do sticky notes.
Like, sticky notes are great. I was thinking that.
Like sticky note, something that you're grateful for one day. We started a notebook, and each night at dinner, everyone had to come up with three things that they were thankful for.
Well, I like this.
And it was a struggle for a couple of my family members, I won't lie. And I was thinking, I'm like, it's three things, people. But then I remembered back, you know, way back when I was dealing with some stuff. Yeah, three things might have been difficult. But now it's a learned practice. And I can think of things endlessly. I could probably be on my knees thanking God continuously. But I like the thought of trying to exercise my family's brain into thinking, okay, what am I thankful for? What can I be thankful for? And dig deep, because it can't be the same three things every night for dinner.
Yeah, so I can't just get rote about it.
You can't be thankful for your family every single day of the week. Even if you are, still not going to work.
You can even phrase it, I guess, like, what are you thankful for from today? That's cool. So you kind of focus on that.
I made it like it could be today or forever, because for the family members that it's difficult for, I wanted it to be like I remind them of the narrower thing, but I keep it broad just so that those those people can, you know what I mean, have something.
Yes. Participate, please.
Yes, exactly.
Participate, please. So our challenge this week is trying to replace your anxiety with expectant and grateful prayer. Trusting God is going to come through for you. We're so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week. And if you go to the website, you can also sign up for our wonderful newsletter that Catherine and I high five on every other week.
We do. We're pretty proud of ourselves. It's short. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to read it forever.
No.
It's just real quick.
Short and sweet. So, see y'all later.
Have a good one.